I'm Paul Foster for WNCW, and welcome to this week's Friday Feature Interview of the Week. Our topic this week is Safe Water Now. Safe Water Now will be celebrating the United Nations World Water Day next Wednesday, March 21st, at the Gray Eagle in Asheville. Musical artists will be coming together to jam. It's a fundraiser. Let me welcome to the microphone, representing Safe Water Now, Tracy Hawkins, and on the musical end of this event, Dorsey Parker. Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
Good morning, Paul.
We're going to come back in just a few minutes during our interview to talk more about the special event that's coming up next Wednesday, but tell us a little bit about the story of Safe Water Now, which, of course, is a nonprofit organization.
Safe Water Now works in Tanzania. We address the problem of safe water for families there. We manufacture and distribute an effective, an appropriate, it's affordable, and a sustainable solution, the ceramic pot filter. So this filter is manufactured using a mixture of clay, sawdust, and colloidal silver. And when it's pressed and kiln-fired, the sawdust burns away, leaving a network of micropores that trap the bacteria. The silver also acts on the bacteria to keep the filter safe, and it prevents bacteria reproduction.
What about this connection with Tanzania and the problem there?
Currently, 27 million people in Tanzania, that's half of the population, do not have access to basic water. That means that they have to walk more than 30 minutes to get to a water supply, and then they do not have necessarily a way to treat their water. Safe water and sanitation and access to that are a human right. Safe water is an underpinning to the Sustainable Development Goals. So we are addressing problems other than just safe water. We are addressing other issues that are critical for sustaining the planet. And that would be things like gender equality, poverty, hunger, environmental issues, and the list goes on.
Tracy, let me also ask you this, because I know this is something that Safe Water Now is on top of and keeping a check about. When we think about our world today in 2018, the world as a whole, is there still short supply of clean and safe drinking water?
Well, absolutely. Safe water, you know, is our most precious resource. And addressing the problem of safe water for people who are in poverty actually helps us to having enough safe water, because when people do have safe water, the studies show that they become educated and the families will get smaller and there will be less people trying to have access to the same resource. This was a study that was recently done by the Gates Foundation, and we agree that safe water does sustain our planet.
And of course, it's no secret to most all of us that related diseases to not having clean and safe water still are taking a number of lives around the world, and in particular, those of children. We hope what we're sharing here today will turn on the light for so many. You're listening to WNCW's Friday Feature Interview of the Week. We're talking about Safe Water Now. Tracy Hawkins representing that group, and also with us this morning is Dorsey Parker. Dorsey, let's get back now to that special night of music that's going to be coming up at the Gray Eagle on Wednesday. Tell us about your connection to that and why this is important to you.
Well, you know, just the big picture, I met Tracy maybe a year or so ago, and I was actually with Laura Blackley, who a lot of folks at WNCW should know, and
yes.
I play with Laura Blackley and a bunch of other folks, and we had just finished up a photo shoot, and we went in and got a wedge beer and started talking to Tracy, and a good friend of ours, Joshua Gibbs, he works with Dynamite Roasters. They're based locally in the region, and he has some direct connections with people he works with in Rwanda and other places, and Josh really immediately was able to see how, you know, that technology really that Tracy and Safe Water Now are bringing to the table can directly and immediately positively impact real people with real problems, and to a large extent bypass a lot of the sometimes governments and sometimes institutions of different natures can slow down, you know, the ability to actually get the resources to the people who need it the most. Mm-hmm. And so we were very inspired by the idea of being able to connect directly, you know, from Asheville via the medium of art and music to people through Safe Water Now to help hopefully quench the thirst of children in Africa who right now are suffering from the, I believe, the most serious drought that we've had since, I think, the 1980s. And it's a big deal. And if we don't have water and if we don't have food resources stable, we have no hope, I believe, in building a more stable society that will allow everybody in the world to prosper and grow. You know, regarding the music, I've been very fortunate over the years to have worked with a lot of great people. And about 5 years ago, we started doing benefit band shows, is what we call it. And it's just, you know, a bunch of folks who play in different bands come together and everybody volunteers their time. And we pick out music that relates oftentimes to the cause. For this event, we're doing a bunch of songs that relate to water. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. Lots of material from all different genres. And we have Andrew Scotchy from the River Rats. He's going to be opening up the evening at 7 p.m. with an acoustic set. He's great. And then we also have Devils and Dust acoustic, and they're going to be playing early on along with, we're going to have Alarm Clock Conspiracy acoustic, which is Ian Reardon and Chris Carter. Those guys are great. And then we also have my friend Hill Roberts from Atlanta. He just put out a great new record. He's coming up. And then The Long Distance Relationship is another local band, and we're playing a short set. And then there's also going to be, finally, at the end of the night, a great big benefit band, big jam, 10 to 11 or so. And we get up and play a bunch of songs with a bunch of great artists. And it's always, you know, when people are donating their time 100% in terms of art and music, the music tends to have a higher quality to it. And the experience is always, at all these benefits that we're invited to help out at, it's always a great experience. Think about other people on the other side of the world. The least we can do, really, get together, buy a couple drinks, talk about these problems.
There's nothing like good music for a good cause, from Laura Blackley to Andrew Scotchy and our friends at Dynamite Roasters. Let everybody know how they could get in touch with Safe Water Now, how they could find out more about the organization as a whole, and how they could also read more about the event that's coming up next Wednesday.
You can find us on Facebook at Safe Water Now, and we also can be found online at www.safewaternow.org, or just come out to the event because we're going to have our product set up there with a lot of information, a game. There will be a photo booth, listen to good music, learn about safe water, sustaining our planet, and how to, you know, how to reach out to others who need our help.
Safe Water Now, the benefit next Wednesday evening, that's March 21st at the Gray Eagle in Asheville. Tracy Hawkins, Dorsey Parker, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Podcast available online at WNCW.org. Make it a good weekend. I'm Paul.